When I was young, my mama taught me shit and get up off that pot. And that philosophy had me knots in my pocket from moving crops or anything that was hot. Ain't fuck around with them rocks. Anything else you needed, I got it. Meet me at the end of the block. Till shit started getting hot. Like Mike had to make that change. Can't see that man in the mirror behind them bars or dead in the grave. Too smart to be a statistic. But help. Bars.
Bars. Bars. All right, we back again. It is the What Is TWS podcast. We doing another episode here with my brother 1-3.
Yay, yay.
As always, I am Jay Flan, and I got my brother with me, Rich Nerd.
Rich Nerd.
You heard?
All right, so we're gonna jump right in on this one. Let's see. What do you guys want to do? You want to do the Black Card Revolt topics? You want to pull something out of the...
Man, listen, whatever you feel, we just going to hit it and quit.
There we go. All right, let's try a couple of these real quick. This is from the... I forget what the name of the company is. Cars for All People or whatever. All right, let's see this one. Random questions. When are black folks most likely to change their voice? A, when a bill collector calls... B, at work. C, in front of white folks. Or D, at church.
All of the above.
Yeah, I would say...
I think on the show, we've definitely seen it happen in front of white folks. Mm-hmm. I know I changed my voice at work.
I think it's a... I don't think it's a change of voice. It may be a change of your grammatical...
Yeah, the delivery.
Usage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really change much. I definitely...
I switch it up.
I stay more away from colloquialisms, you know, in professional. I don't change for white people in general. I change for more so for professional...
professional setting?
Environments, yeah.
I don't know what it was about Dave, because Dave is cool, but... Somehow, just the whole episode went white. It was,
we were real proper.
What is white though? Like,
I don't want to say white. It just, I could tell I wasn't being me. I wasn't being like.
It was more Anglo-Saxon, or was it just English?
Out the window.
Yeah.
White people understand. Like, we have this we have a certain je ne sais quoi. We have this thing where we just have a swag with how we talk. It's not that we're less than the proper English. It's just we have a cool way of saying shit. That's what it comes down. We just have cool ways of saying shit. And it's not that, we're less than because we say it that way. It's just that people hear it and it's like, hey, you know, when they say it, it's like, hey, and we say, hey. Like, I had a white girl one time that I was working with tell me, she was like, how do you deal with working in the film environment, you know, and just like, what keeps you in this industry? And I say, I just stay 10 toes down in the ground, baby. And she said, I couldn't even sound cool saying something like that.
10 toes down.
No, you couldn't. I probably couldn't say sound cool saying something like that.
I said, I just stay 10 toes down in the ground, baby. And she was like, wow, I couldn't even sound cool saying that. That's all it is.
Might have to use that one.
That's a personal thing. Like I think it's just, you know, when you're talking, your point is to get your message across, and you speak the language of the person you're talking to. You know, so if I'm talking to Rich or talking to Reg, we have our language. I speak it. If I'm talking to somebody who don't speak that language,
I gotta adjust the presentation. Yeah, adjust to the presentation. The message,
yeah. I gotta make sure you understand do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I gotta switch it up. Do you know what I am saying? Nah, I mean,
you know what's so funny, white people. I'm talking to you, white people. White people, listen.
White people,
bullet.
Listen, it's not the bullet. It's the fact that you all, we have the same values. Like, we want the best for our families. Like, when you get down to the core of the shit, like, although you see a lot of fucked up shit in the black community, trust and believe that the majority of the black community want the best for their kids. They want to shield their families from the bullshit and want them to have productive, healthy lives. Don't think that we're some wild animals just trying to have sex with anything walking and just want to rob and steal and kill. And we are those people from the 1912 version of Birth of a Nation, the white blackface version of blacks. We're not that, man. Like, let's dispel the bullshit.
The rumors and the myths.
Hey, let's dispel the myths.
All right. But no diss to Cars for All People, but that question
was whack.
That was whack.
Cars for All People.
Let's go to the
table topics.
Table topics.
I like table topics. I'm going to give me some of these. When you're down, what makes you feel better?
Man, see, with a meeting. Team Sober Life. What makes me feel better is a nice cup of chamomile tea and my favorite book.
Shit. I made chamomile green tea earlier and I put it in the freezer and I left.
Damn, you fucked up. Yeah, you fucked up. You know what made me feel better today?
I knew. I fucked up.
What made me feel better today was learning Sesame Street songs with my niece. Shout out to Elise. She's the best.
The Elmo slide.
Yeah. ABC. I got to do the ABCs with India Irie.
Man, and that's what kills me sometimes. Because a lot of times for me, it is music. Like, and then when I was... So you remember that time I quit? Like when I came, we had a little... Many falling out over that drink when I said I was retiring. But I think that's because it took away that aspect of music for me. Like, music couldn't be my my escape. Like, I was, anytime I listen to a song, and I'm a hip-hop fan, so I'm listening to music, it's going to be rap.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I listen to a rap song, I was listening to it for...
Content.
For competitively, like... Right. You know, what could I do better than this dude? Or I could have handled that beat better, or I could handle that topic better. Like, it took away my ability to be a fan. Like, and I wasn't enjoying listening to music anymore. So I think that was like the big thing for me. I think now when you come into your own space and you realize it's not so much. I mean, rap is a competitive sport, but at the end of the day, if you get to the point where you making music because you enjoy making music,
yeah,
and you're not making music for anybody or to get fans or to keep fans, you're just making music because you had a dope idea and you put it on paper and you put it on wax.
Right.
Then you can still listen to somebody else and be a fan. But at that time, it was all about, I'm trying to figure out how to be better than the next dude so that I could somehow work my way into the industry. So
right.
But yeah, music is what makes me feel better.
What about you, rich nerd?
You sticking with bullet?
bullet.
I'm going to say, man, like, it's time to get up and stomp your feet.
to the great foot stomping Transylvania beat.
Start slow.
One, two.
Start fast.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Shout out to the count.
Sesame Street.
Number of the day.
13.
The fact that Sesame Street is on HBO, though,
Reckless.
What happened to public television? Like,
PBS?
Is it still?
No, what it is HBO bought the rights from Netflix and Amazon for Sesame Street, and they get a 9-month prioritization to use the programs before it goes to PBS for free.
Gotcha.
So it's just a
exclusivity agreement.
Yep.
Right, speaking of that, I want to get you guys' thoughts on this because it's been weighing on me for a while, and with recent events, it's even pissing me off even more. So this is my mini rant. I'm sick of the Apple versus Tidal versus Spotify versus whoever. So I don't know if you heard, Mos Def is going to drop his final album, or what he's calling his final album, on December 9th. But it's a Tidal exclusive. And I got a Spotify subscription. I've been rocking with Spotify. That's where I get my new music from. And I've been avoiding Tidal because I just don't want to pay for another service. Right. And that's, you know, and all the other albums that have come out Tidal exclusive, I just been like, I'll miss that, you know, whatever. But this Mos album, I want it. Mm. And it's like, I could either go the Rich Nerd route and I could get it by any means necessary. Or I could do this Tidal membership, which I don't want to fuck. So I'm upset at this whole new music business paradigm, or whatever you want to call it, where you got this exclusivity and you got to belong to these services or have a membership here, membership there to get the music that you want. It was supposed to be for the people. Just give it to the people.
It's never released for the people.
Well, you know, it's always got to be a way to keep it sustaining, make it sustainable. I feel like, I don't even know Tidal or Apple Music or Spotify even enough to say that they give me something that I feel is worth paying for. I don't know. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that Spotify is worth whatever you pay for? Most people have Spotify. I'm certain.
To me, it's an addiction. Like, it's like it became an easy way for me to get content. And it's kind of blowing me because I don't own these albums anymore. So I can't, like, you know, I was like the mix CD king at one point. Like, I was, you know, I was burning people's CDs left and right, or, you know, trying to share music that way. And it's like now, you know, the music I listen to, half of it I listen to on Spotify, I don't own it. I can't, you know, I can't do nothing with it. I can't do.
Please, I was telling. Feel free to turn that off, by the way, because I gotta drive in like 15 minutes. I'm good.
But now I can't. Like, you know, I was telling Rich how the first verse I ever recorded, I cut like the last 30 seconds off of a band from TV, that Nori joint, and like looped it using Microsoft that sound recorder. I was on Windows 3.1 or whatever. And I can't do that no more because it's all Spotify. Even when, you know, trying to do the DJ thing, I guess that I need a Serato membership or one of these record pools. Like, I end up having to belong to all these services just to have access to the content.
You can get around it, trust me.
Yeah, I know. I try to be as legit as I possibly can.
I mean, you can still be legit. Yeah. Trust me. I do it.
Because I have a Serato membership and they send me, you know, they send me
new the white label.
Yeah, the white label joint. They send me the new music, but you know, it's dumbed down unless you got like the full joint. You got a Serato player or whatever. You don't get the full.
Never mind them. Full DigiWax is where it's at.
DigiWax.
DigiWax. So you can sign up for that for free and still get legitimate music. That's why I said it's just you just got to do some research and fall into it.
But yeah. Pardon me, folks. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Ginger beer. All right, what else we got in the random topics?
Where would you most like to travel?
I think I answered this one before. Maybe not on the podcast. But I got this one from Bianca. I would like to go to Malta. I've been told very good things about Malta.
Oh, yeah.
And Malta would be it just sound fly. Like, you know, everybody was, you know, a lot of people don't know about Malta. I like to say shit that, you know, most people may not know about. You know,
I'm like, yeah, Malta. Maybe like, what? I'm like, yeah. Like, what? I'm like, yeah.
Spread that expansive vocabulary.
You know, I just try to be different. Sometimes I don't like people to try to be different just for the sake of being different.
Because you end up being the same. But it's just like, I noticed. And Austin, shout out to Austin. I love y'all, but everybody got blue hair with the little bang and the stocking cap and the
little ear extension joints.
Yeah, the African ear loop hole thing and the blue hair with the bang and the, what's that, the skull cap. I seen like 10 people with that today. Shout out to those that want to be original, but they really just being like everybody else. You know, that's the deal, man. You gotta really dig deep inside yourself and see what those things are that make you unique. Because, like, if you just really want to fit in with the people that don't fit in, then you're just fitting in at the end of the day. Does that make sense?
No, yeah. If you're trying to be
different, but everybody different else,
with the folks that's being different, then you just like
everybody else. Especially if you're trying to be different the same way that everybody else is being different. And sometimes you can't try to be different. You just got to be yourself.
Exactly.
And yeah, whatever that ends up being, there are going to be people that are similar to you and there are going to be people that don't understand you. That's like me. I pee in sinks. Like when I go to restaurants, if I'm the only person in the bathroom, I'm going to pee in the sink.
All right. So just know if you go to a restaurant with a
sink check,
a Reds, you need to go to the bathroom first.
Right. Nah, not necessarily. I'm not going to pee on the sink itself. I'm going to pee in the bowl.
Gotcha.
And that's a shout out to G, because G started that shit when we was in seventh grade. We went to the Owen Science Center in Maryland. And everybody was using the stall, so he said, fuck it, I'm going to pee in the sink.
Yeah, he tall enough, so I guess it worked out.
He peed in the sink. He been 6'4 since like 10 years old. So,
yeah, shout out to G. I ain't talked to you in a while, man.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you could work as an assistant to anyone for a year, who would you choose? Who would y'all choose?
Man.
Anyone. An assistant for anyone for a whole year.
Man, after reading his book on meditation, Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons.
I think
Russell Simmons is pretty dope.
Yeah, I think, I mean, business acumen, you know, off the charts, and then just, you know, his life philosophies and the whole meditate. I would definitely love to get more into the transcendental meditation. Did I pronounce that correct?
He'll probably be the one who actually be able to train you too.
Yeah, he seems to be real deep in it. I mean, I love that book. And I actually tried it out. I think my brother-in-laws came down here, and they all like extra in the gym, and I tried to go in the gym with them, and I strained a ab muscle.
It's better than a nut muscle.
I strained an abdominal, and I couldn't sit up straight to do the meditation for like a week.
Oh, shit. So
that was the end of that. I need to get back.
What about you, Rich?
Too. I wish I was in the gym. Get rid of some of this dad bod. But,
I've embraced it. It is who I am.
I try to embrace it. No, I need to get rid of some of it.
So, if you could be an assistant to anyone for a year, who would you choose?
If I absolutely had the choice, I feel like I would choose not to work for somebody.
Okay. That's cool.
There we go. That's a dope way to spend.
So you know what? If I could be an assistant for anybody, what was that guy that owns Virgin?
Richard Branson.
Branson. Because he just seemed like he just doing shit. He just be doing shit.
It's like he wake up with an idea and he
just do that shit. Do it. Yeah. That's why I think that he'd be a good guy for me to.
I like that. I take that one.
Elon Musk too. He's another one. He's a good
Tesla dude.
Yeah, big dreamer. They're doing that whole glass shingles for your roof movement right now. So it's pretty cool.
Glass shingles for the roof.
So all of the so what he's trying to push now is the shingles for your roof. They're all glass. But each individual glass shingle is like in a solar cell.
Oh shit!
And all of them basically save all of the solar energy that goes to your Tesla powered like. Which battery is Tesla power home battery cell in your house?
I wonder what happened if you just.
For a day.
I wonder what happened if you surround yourself by that energy. Like, would your body absorb that energy? Like, would you start to evolve? Would you become an X-Men?
I mean, it worked for Superman, so.
Then I just pee through the sink.
Just go on a bathroom destroying rampage.
Alright, since you mentioned X-Men, I have this conversation all the time.
Alright.
What would your X-Men mutant power be? Like, what would your mutant power be if you was an X-Men?
See, for me, I feel like if I had a mutant power, it would have to be something that I really don't want to have. And the one thing I really don't want to have is the ability to read people's minds.
I knew you was going to say that shit because I wouldn't want that shit either.
That's one mutant power that I don't want to have. I really, because I think some weird shit and some perverse mm-hmm. shit sometimes. I mean, let's be honest. Like I think about some shit like, you know, that it's not necessarily that I want to engage in that shit. Mm-hmm. But the thought processes go through my mind.
Your mind can wander easily.
Minds wander. And that's the one thing I really... That's one... If I could, I'd be invisible. Because I'm a voyeur.
Just to be a fly on the wall?
A fly on the wall. Fuck it. Like, I would definitely want to be invisible and just be able to just sit and look and listen. But I don't want to hear. I don't want to know the inner workings of people's minds because this shit is sick and fucked up.
I think I would go for like teleportation or something because I'm habitually late. And if I could just bow, I'm there.
I'm here.
Like I'm here. Hold up, and let's go back.
Because you know the worst part about being late is the trip to the place when you already know you're late. You just looking at the clock.
How's this shit going to go?
How much later am I going to be?
Well, I've seen. I've seen how people come into work and then they go around the back way and try act like and take their coat off.
It's two ways to do it. I used to.
I wasn't going to say no names. I'm going to own it.
There's a couple ways to do it. You either sneak in front like you've been there. Well, you just own it. You just come in like, hey, like this is the time I was supposed to be mm-hmm. here. What y'all looking at me funny for? What? Or come in with food and you can look like you just went to lunch right. and came back. It's me. Yeah, I do the I'm late train. That's. But I just don't like being late.
I can dig it.
But I'm a procrastinator.
Nah, I think what happens with the Sagittarian in particular is that we evaluate the essentialness of certain shit. And it's just like, if we feel like we not fucking with that shit that tough, we just be like, all right, I get there and I fucking get there. Like, it could be your job. It could be, that's the Sagittarian thought process. Like, if it doesn't mean that much to me, it's going to be hard to find
motivation to
mm-hmm. really engage in it, especially.
If we're talking about Rich, like those active fucks, like sometimes I can't locate an active fuck, and it's hard to manufacture that. And I said, we flipping through the car, flipping.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm the same way, man. Like, you can't. All right, I got one for you guys. What is something that you just automatically say is your natural response to certain things? Like, for me, if somebody tries to tell me to do something, I'm gonna naturally not do that shit.
The hell for you, bro?
Yeah.
Tell me what the fuck to do. And I hate that I'm one of those people, but it just triggers something.
Yeah.
Get up and wash the dishes. Okay. Watch this movie though.
Right. I feel like it. Yeah. Or to the opposite, if you tell me not to do something, or you tell me I can't do something,
makes you want to look into it even more.
Now yeah. I gotta do it. You know, I didn't even want it. I wasn't even interested in that, but you just told me I couldn't,
mm-hmm.
so I got to now.
I hate that. I hate feeling like I'm being controlled, or pushed, or told what to do.
But I can't help it. I got to. Especially if you tell me I can't. I got that Napoleon complex. You know, I'm short.
You're petty, McNally. So
that's
so
right. I'm petty Tendergrass, though. I'm not Pendergrass. I fucked that all up.
Yeah.
Petty Murphy.
Yeah.
I try to be petty. I can't do it.
I'm petty. You better do it.
I wish I could be one. I got too much patience.
You a good dude, Rich. And it's annoying at times. I'm like, man, I can't do that. I'm angry and I'm going to be angry and I need a little get back.
Think about it, the amount of petty that I could have been.
I gotta get my job.
Do you feel you're the type of person to let little things get in the way of big things?
All the time. Like I said, I'm petty, and And I am one of the people that will cut off my nose despite my faith. If it takes me hurting me to hurt you, you gonna get hurt.
You gonna get hurt.
I figure out a way to recover, but you gonna get hurt.
I try to be one of those forest for the trees type people.
No, I'm running. I'm suicide bomb. I'm running. I'm taking. I'm going out, and y'all coming with me. Everybody.
Well, shit. The shit about it for me is like, man. I'm like, why do you want to do this to me? Because I don't. I just want us to all kind of come up, and then I get like, all right. So since you want to fuck me, I'm gonna fuck you harder, better. I'm gonna fuck you worse. I'm gonna faster, fuck you stronger, till you bleed. Better. I'm gonna fuck blood out you.
Is that what happened with the midget? Is that why she had the super super diaper
coming out?
I say that the little person.
That Tupac shit. I got blood on my dick and I got no remorse. Blood on my dick because I fucked the course.
Corpse.
He said that.
Yeah.
See.
No, that was corpse. DMX. That was DMX.
I'm about to say that sounded like DMX.
That was DMX. Yeah.
There was no smile on my face.
Cause I don't think Tupac fucked the corpse. I think DMX fucked the corpse.
I'm still getting over DMX singing Christmas carols. So
he sang the Christmas carol.
Rudolph the Red Nose. You ain't heard that joke when he sings
Rudolph the Red Nose. Hey, come on.
That's how he sounded.
Shit. Hey,
he sounded. Rudolph!
What movie was that? He was in a movie recently and he was singing like, I can't tell the story. I ain't even gonna go there. But he was in a movie singing. He was like in jail. It was Top Five. Y'all seen him in Top Five?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Rock went to jail and DMX was in there. Told him he wanted to be a singer and started crooning. That was funny as hell. Check out Top Five. Good movie.
I did like Top Five. That was a good movie.
Rosario Dawson on the list.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson is not on my list, but she's cool, though. Let's say this. I got a couple of cards I picked out. If you could design and build a room of your own, what would it be like?
Studio.
Mine would be the fucking Batcave with a studio.
Yeah, I was about to say the same shit. Man,
and a stripper pole. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I want to get back. I miss the studio. I miss recording. I miss just the whole.
I miss it too, bro. Like, I mean,
the whole process.
Yeah, it's just. I just remember those days when, like, we'd be in there talking shit, and then like a beat would come into my head, and I would make that shit, and it'd sound exactly how it sounded in my head, and then we would rip that shit, and it's like.
The joy of creation.
The joy of creation. See, you got it good because you got a kid, so you know the full joy of creation. Yeah, I haven't created a sperm cell yet.
Yeah, I know the that grew. I know the trauma of creation. Yeah, people keep talking about when you're gonna have number two. I ain't ready to be in that room again. It's some things you can't unsee. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Do you smell it?
I don't remember smelling anything, but it was
like, so visually, like, it was probably come alive.
Yeah, it's like it's visual, and the worst part of it, and I'll go ahead and just put it out there. So, my wife had to have an episiotomy. If you don't,
when they split the ass,
and they got to cut it. Yeah,
cut the vagina to the ass.
So I saw the doctor pick up the scissors or the whatever they are, and I heard the cut. I didn't see it like. I saw her pick up the scissors, so I turned my head back to Tammy, and then I heard the snip. And it was a lot of blood.
It's like, damn, that was my favorite toy.
It's things you can't unsee.
Oh, man.
So I'm not ready to go through that.
Yeah, I'm just trembling my dick.
Right, it didn't even happen to me, and it's still, like, traumatic.
Felt it. I just felt the whole thing. I just grew cold and alone real quick. My nether region got numb.
Shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know how women do. I don't know.
Shout
how
out
do.
To all women.
All mother, anyone who's been through that process.
Y'all doing what we can.
Being a mother is a motherfucker, and we feel you.
They made that sacrifice. Yeah. I think if somebody told me there was a possibility, you know, it's possible you could get this baby out right, but we might have to snip you out. Like, you know what? Nah.
Might have to slit you. We might have to slit you from your balls to your booty hole.
Yep. Yeah, you can go ahead. We can go ahead and cancel this now.
Let's try to regulate first and just play by ear. Let's see what happens.
Nah, I ain't even going. That's like Fear Factor. I could never do Fear Factor because I can't do that shit for a chance.
Right.
At $50,000. You got to say, if I eat this bug, I need the 50. Show me the 50. Right. Put it right there.
See, my thing with Fear Factor, I would have ate them bugs all day. But for some reason, that wasn't enough for them. Every episode, eat a nut.
Yeah, or eat a penis or something.
Every motherfucking nut. Every episode, how many cows' nuts are you guys fucking sacrificing that you got them here every episode?
Yeah, so you're not doing the mountain oysters. That's not your...
No, I'm not.
It's
not your thing.
I'm good. Fuck the Rocky Mountain oysters.
I feel like, why you gotta do something that's emasculating? Like, I don't...
Like, balls, other balls, like... I'm trying to get my balls ate. Why I gotta eat some other balls? Like... Ladies, come on. I'm not trying to be offensive, but as a man with the balls, you want to get your balls serviced.
You can't forget the ball.
You cannot forget the balls.
A lot of people do forget the balls.
Well, a lot of people should forget the balls because I've had some bad ball issues.
Over-aggressive
ballinators.
Ballinators, like... Too rough, too raucous with the balls. Isn't that a word, raucous?
Raucous.
You're raucous with the balls?
They got two Busta Rhymes with the ball.
Like, I mean, like, you can't just suck. Ladies, real quick, I know, you guys want to be women and ladies and stuff. But why do y'all, like, some of y'all suck on the balls way too hard, like. Why you suck?
Yeah, that's reckless.
You sucking on the balls like it's like you trying to like pull it in to you. No.
This is be the cautious. White after dark.
You gotta mighty coddle.
I believe if you don't have them, they have no idea of the sensitivity of that area.
Right.
They think that's they true. They have good intentions. Their heart is in the right place.
Yeah, they want to, when they get a little too old.
They get a little enthusiastic.
About it.
Things go left. Here we go.
Things go.
That's how you get kicked in the forehead. Knee to the chin.
Man. Oh man, what a time, man, to be alive right now, man.
It's a good time to be alive.
It is a good time to be alive.
It's great time.
135.
Yeah, we gotta get Rich Nerd out of here.
Yeah, so, I'm about to be out of here, but you guys, feel free to keep going.
This is 1-3, and I appreciate the White Pants Society for having me here. It's so great to see what they have going on. All you
white
listeners,
pants or my green pants?
I got Call of Duty pants on. I got Call of Duty lounge pants from Walmart. Shout out to Walmart for fucking up the economy in every small city in America. The Waltons. Y'all fucked that money up. But it's all good because y'all can't worry about everybody else. Y'all looking out for y'all.
I ain't even really messing with Walmart until I came out here.
Walmart are the blue ninjas. Have you ever realized that every large company grouping has had Bloods and Crips? Like, they try to make it like the Bloods and Crips was like a black plague, a black thing. But just look at Safeway and Giant. Safeway is red, Giant is blue.
Walmart and Target.
Walmart is blue, Target is red.
Right.
Circuit City and Best Buy, when Circuit City was a thing.
Coke and Pepsi. Hey, I think
Democrats and Republicans.
Shit, that makes sense.
Oh man, I think we just stumbled. They might shut us off. Might be the last episode.
We done stumbled across some real shit.
Red and blue.
Hey, if y'all don't hear from us, you know what happened.
Hey, I mean, I just always thought of that, and then what's some other ones? Who else is red and blue?
Should we even name anymore, though? I feel like we pretty deep at this point.
I don't know.
We on a watch list somewhere right now.
I don't know, but it's just like,
hey, check for helicopters when you go outside.
Hey, yeah, man, that's crazy.
You have us looking like Goodfellas in this.
Crazy, man.
All right, we gonna wrap it up. This was a short and sweet joint. We had to get another episode with my brother in town. For I got sure. My two brothers here. I got, you know, well, back in the day, we still cool as hell. My brother from another, from my home.
Right.
And then here in my new home, was lucky enough to find another kindred spirit, an extended family. You know, ain't no coincidence. They both RGs. It's crazy.
RGs.
We both RGs, but we ain't RG. Well, he's RG3, but fuck RG. Fuck. What's that motherfucker with that ugly motherfucker?
What is it, Robert Griffin?
Robert Griffin. Yeah, fuck him, because he was overblown when he came to the Washington Redskins, which is my team, the Washington Redskins. Hail to the Redskins. HTTR. Hashtag HTTR. I don't care if I never watch sports a day in my life. I'm still a Redskins fan till I motherfucking lay six feet deep in the grave.
We both lost today, so
yeah. Fuck it. But you know what we didn't do? We didn't lose with that motherfucker Robert Griffin III. With his
every time I hear his name, it's like, locks. Damn, I should have trademarked my own name.
We got trademarks coming. So HTTR, we got RDG.
RDG.
Respect the game.
Respect that motherfucking game.
Got TWS.
TWS.
The White Pants Society. Everybody's incorporated.
White pants and the green pants.
Right. You listening to some black entrepreneurs right now. Trying to do some epic things. Trying to change the world.
Fuck that. We gonna do that shit, man.
We gonna change the world.
We gonna do that shit. We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
All right, so we gonna wrap it up so Rich can get out of here. As always, I'm gonna shout out ttcharities.org again. Tavares Taylor, please check it out. Donate if you can. Shout out to Respect the Game, RDG Entertainment. Hey. Shout out to TWS, the White Pants Society.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back with more content. We got plenty to come. Thanks for rolling with us this far.
Definitely. This is Rich Nerd.
Jay Flan.
Signing off.
All right.
Yeah, keep your motherfucking third eye open, bitch.
Peace.